Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. On Mondays, we get a chance to talk business with Eric Carlson. He's the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. And Eric, first of all, let's start with the new tenants of the area that was formerly called Victorian Square.
Yeah, the Square, since now known, has announced, in addition to the opening dates of two previously announced tenants, Urban Outfitters, which is supposed to open up in late October, and Pies and Pints, a pizzeria and craft beer restaurant, which will open this November, that Tony Steak and Seafood, as well as Alumni Hall, which is a retailer aimed at university fans, will be opening up in time for the holidays this year down at the Square in downtown Lexington. One of the groups we saw previously that had been announced, which I believe was called the Brass Tap, appears to have decided not to end up coming into the Square as was previously announced. I believe they'd had some issues with figuring out which stores were staying, which stores were going, and one of the things that is staying at the Square is making it so that the Brass Tap will not be entering Victorian Square.
Do you know what might go in its place?
Actually, I believe one of these new places that they've just announced will be going in its place into a different footprint than had initially been conceived.
So the downtown renaissance continues. Let's move up the road a little bit to Midway College and something that they did last week.
Yes, Midway College has announced the creation of a new school, their Business, Equine, and Sports Studies, which will be headed up by Dean Charles Williams, who comes to Midway from previous jobs at the University of the Virgin Islands, East Texas Baptist University, and Troy University in Alabama. He'll be starting at Midway for the beginning of the school year, and they're using this business college as an opportunity to mesh some of the programs that have already been existing at Midway College, as it is a working horse farm and has had a very strong equine program over time, to go ahead and mesh the business skills necessary to continue on in the horse business.
Yeah, it seems like a natural that this would progress this way.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that they've decided to continue remaining competitive, that Woodford County College has decided to go this route.
We have been charting this progress about Lexmark and their bidding war that they find themselves in about a particular software company. You got an update on that?
Yeah, once again, Lexmark has had to increase their offer for the Swedish software company called ReadSoft. We've talked about this in the past. Starting back in May, they offered $182 million to purchase the Swedish company, which is publicly traded. And now they have had to increase their offer for a fourth time, up to $248 million, $66 million more than they initially went ahead with, because they've been in a bidding war with a British subsidiary of an Ohio company called Highland UK. And at this point, they're hoping that the stock price will be the one that takes. But as we've seen within the next few weeks after each announcement that Lexmark is increasing their stock attempt, that Highland goes ahead and matches it or does more. And that's what happened earlier last week when Lexmark's previous offer was eclipsed by Highland.
All right, and we always end on libations, and you've got some beer news here.
Yes, the makers of Country Boy have announced that they're going to be selling for the first time in the West Virginia market. We talked a few months back as they expanded their sales into Tennessee, and now with a partnership in Huntington, West Virginia, you can expect to buy beer if you're visiting a bar or restaurant in the Huntington, West Virginia area. That will add to their growing market that includes Kentucky, Tennessee, and now West Virginia.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on BizLex Chat, and have a good week.
Thanks so much, Alan. You have a great week yourself.